Hi, I'm Ken. I'm a mentor in Coda Dojo and DCU. My children, Ethan and Kira, attend, and I love teaching technology to kids.
I'm Mario Dwyer, marketing lecturer in WIT.
I'm Kate Delaney, teacher of digital media in community-based education.
Hi, I'm Alan Morgan. I'm a marketing lecturer in Dublin Business School.
I'm Marianne O'Carroll, staff training officer in IADT.
Trevor Hickey, lecturer in teacher education, University of Limerick.
Great. So Alan, you're asking the who question.
Hey, Ken. What age group is most applicable for Coda Dojo?
We tend to see kids from about 7 years old up to 17. Now, it's not a hard limit. We some kids, you know, younger have come along and they love the sessions, and at the older limit. We have kids who have been there for a year or 2 years who are now actually mentoring the young kids, so it's brilliant. We have a steady stream of you know, volunteers.
And is there a breakdown of boys and girls? I mean, you think boys are more into technology than girls, maybe, or is that?
Yeah, we find that we do attract you know, an even mix. It's problems are with retaining girls in the Coda Dojo clubs. We have special initiatives to try and maintain the balance, you know, because the girls who come, they love technology, they love building, they love making things, but they need to do it in an environment that they're comfortable with, and they like coming back to week on week.
Thank you.
Hi Ken, where does Coda Dojo happen and when?
It happens every day of the week, all over the world. It started in Cork with a simple club in the National Science Centre. And now there are over 700 dojos around the world. We have upwards of 30,000 kids a week who come to be, you know, shown how technology works by volunteers. You know, the clubs are in every area of Dublin. They're around Ireland, and you know, they can be on Monday evenings, Tuesday evenings, all the way through to Saturday workshops, Sunday workshops. It really depends on the availability of premises, the availability of mentors to drive the programs, and again, the availability of the most important people, which are the kids themselves.
Hi Ken, just to check with you, how do you get these volunteers to work in the dojos?
We tend to find that the volunteers come from work colleagues, friends of existing mentors. Initially, it may have been parents of children who started coming to learn at the dojos. The parents would help out at the dojos, and they would in turn attract work colleagues or friends who are involved in technology, or some who aren't involved in technology, because the mentors do everything, you know, from setting up the room to, you know, some clubs have tea rooms where, you know, moms and dads will actually have a cups of tea on for the volunteers, for anybody who wants to come in and just relax while the session's on. So there's no one answer to it. We just seem to, the volunteers find a way to us.
Do you find any of your volunteers stay on after their child has finished in the dojo?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like in our own dojo in DCU, we have several of the mentors who have had children go on and go through Leaving Cert and go on to university, and they have stayed on to help, you know, train the kids and show them what to do. But they've also had their children return during breaks in college to help out as well.
And I believe there's no charge for the participants.
Absolutely, and it's completely free. The whole ethos behind Coda Dojo is that it's free for the children to come and take part. It's free for, you know, parents to take them. Like, there's no barriers to the children getting involved. You know, the whole ethos behind it is to keep it free.
Do you have any finance stream to support you with the technology?
A lot of the technology in some dojos will be donated by local companies. Some might donate equipment, for example, wireless equipment, so we can put on the classes, projectors, things like that. There is a Coda Dojo Foundation that is funded by investors, angel investors, that they basically support the operation of all the dojos around the world. So they would help set a dojo up in a new location, and they would provide support to the teams.
Lovely, thanks. So Ken, you've been involved for a number of years at this stage. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the first place?
Yeah, certainly. Around Christmas of 2012, our family saw this thing called Coda Dojo, and they wanted to buy tickets for it for my son to bring along. And they were actually amazed that the tickets were free. It was a free event. So
So we brought myself and Ethan in January 2013 to DCU, and from the moment he set foot in it, he just completely engaged with it. It was the one activity that we had taken him to that he loved. He loved going back, he looked forward to going back, and he's been there now 2.5 years. So he has presented projects, the Cools projects. His sister saw his first presentation and decided she wanted to get involved. So both of my children now, Ethan and Kira, have presented Cools projects, which is a national award or international awards ceremony that we have each year. And they just enjoy being around technology. They like seeing how things work, and they like seeing what other kids' interests are in technology, games, putting, you know, lights in dolls' houses, all things like that. It's a wide scope of what we do, and the kids just seem to love it. They enjoy it, and that's what brings me back week after week with them.
Okay, you've introduced us to some of the ideas today, and we've been really intrigued by them, and of course there's a great fascination with technology and how it can make things work and do. But why would I bring my children along to a Coder Ojo? I'm not in technology, I have no technology background. What would be there for them if I bring them along?
I think the technology background can be quite off-putting for some people. Coder Ojo isn't all about the technology. It's about bringing the kids along and to get them to think creatively. You know, it's about problem-solving, looking at something from a different angle to see something that they want to do. It might be to take something from the intangible world of the internet and make it happen in the real world, to create things. And I think the kids just like the wow factor where they see what they've been working on actually happen. And it's we see it week on week where there's a point in the day where if it's a child's first time in Coder Ojo, we see them building up to, you know, showing their off their first webpage to their parent or their first game to their parent, and that's a very special moment.
Do you find that the children themselves relate to one another within the group? Say, do they do all individual work or do they get together?
Yeah, there's again, it depends on the dojo. Each dojo handles this slightly differently. In our own dojo in DCU, we would have the children grouped into, I won't say classes because it's not really a classroom environment, but we'd be showing them specific topics. And then the kids would team up to do specific things within that.
Okay, so it's evolving. As they develop their skills, they can move on to new projects and new work.
Exactly. We find that the children actually, they drive the learning process because they are pointing us in the direction of the content that they want to create. And we're facilitating that in Coder Ojo.
Okay, so they're driving where it goes.
Exactly.
And I just got one more question, sorry. If there's one thing that you could do to improve the program as it is now, what do you think that would be?
I think the overriding feeling from all the dojos is more mentors. You know, every dojo around the country really relies on the volunteer mentors, and that's where, you know, it can be a struggle each week to make sure that we have enough people to make sure that the kids have the best time out that they can. So more mentors.